just powered down a turkey burger there during lunch.
Yeah, how'd that go?
The turkey burger was fine. It is the Carolina mustard barbecue sauce that takes it next level.
There you go.
Big fan of the Carolina mustard barbecue sauce. Exceptionally good. Speaking of food, you told a story last week of how your mom kind of has a history of substituting ingredients when making recipes.
That's right.
And she had a big dub.
Big
huge
dub.
Win.
Yeah, it took, instead of using plain old water in a brownie recipe, she substituted the water with mango juice. And it made the brownies more moist. And I couldn't taste any difference other than the mouthfeel of the moistness of the brownie. It was delicious.
You loved it.
It was great.
Yeah. But they're not all winners. And in fact, you're not the only one who does this. Or your mom isn't the only one who does this. When we first started talking about this, correct me if I'm wrong, Kang, was it your wife's aunt?
Yeah, it's my wife's aunt. She watches the kids for us. And so she comes over and babysits a lot. And then she always brings food. So when she brings food, it's an adventure to say the least. I've told Gator about this many times off the air because it's just hilarious to me and Gator.
It's amazing.
The concoctions she puts together, but yeah.
Now, was last night an all-timer?
Last night was an all-timer. And that's saying a lot, all right?
Well, give us an example. What was probably the all-timer before last night?
I don't know. I think hot dogs and coleslaw or something. I don't know. Like, I think she put eggs in like some kind of weird salad.
Okay.
Like scrambled eggs. I don't know. But
this
one might have topped it, though. So yesterday she was babysitting, and as always, she brings over a bunch of different kind of foods. There's no rhyme or reason to what she brings over, guys, so don't ask me, but she likes to make a lot of dishes.
Okay.
Even though I have a 6 and a 4-year-old that cannot eat more than any other 6 or 4-year-old would be able to eat, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, my wife is working from home. She's like, oh, hi, Auntie. You know, oh, you brought some food. I'm like, great, great. What'd you bring? She's like, oh, you know me. She always says that.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do. She brought over some stir-fried noodles.
Nice.
Okay. She brought over some fried fish and brown rice.
Okay.
She brought over some weird smoothie pudding thing that she made, and then she decided to throw Superman ice cream in it. Don't ask. That's just, okay. You know me.
Yep.
I'm not mad at you.
Then she also brought over a seafood boil, like in a bag. Gator, you're very familiar with this. Doug,
yeah.
You know, right?
It's, yes.
It's just like... garlic, Old Bay, lemon juice, salt, pepper,
shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp mussels. There's shrimp and mussels in there.
Sausage, maybe.
Yep, maybe some crab legs.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
It is a lot of food.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's always a lot of food, guys. And then she told my wife, I also brought over ribs. She's like, ribs? I didn't see any ribs. She goes, oh, it's in the seafood boil. She goes, what? She made ribs, like, you know, a spare ribs, okay? And she decided to deep fry the spare ribs.
Oh.
And put them in the seafood boil.
There you go.
Next to the shrimp, mussels, and potatoes or whatnot.
Did not see that coming.
No one saw it coming.
Because I came home
and I didn't talk to my wife about this. She's like, oh, did you eat anything? I go, yeah, I had some of that seafood boil. And she goes, did you eat any ribs? I go, I didn't see any ribs. She goes, it's in the seafood boil. I go, oh my God. I saw a big rectangular thing in there, did not know what it was, moved it to the side, and it's a rib.
It was a rib.
It's a deep fried rib.
A deep fried rib. So it can stand up to the boil.
Dude, what?
It's quite a combination.
I couldn't believe it. When you said that last night, I just burst out laughing. Because, of course.
I mean,
God bless her.
Right?
So next time you have that summer gathering, Gator, with your friends, you guys have the
boil. Yeah, we do a boil, yeah.
Bring deep-fried ribs.
Deep-fried ribs. Hey, guys, I appreciate you sending out the ingredients that everybody's responsible for bringing, but I didn't notice deep-fried ribs.
Yeah,
Do you want me to pick those up?
Susan, you get the shrimp, and John, you get the mussels.
Yeah.
And, you know, Garrett, you get the potatoes and corn. Gator, you bring the deep fried ribs.
I'll bring the deep fried ribs.
Well, I know that you are grateful that she brings food, but also curious as to where her ideas come from. And is there ever a lot of questions, or do you guys just accept it at this point that there might be deep fried ribs in a seafood boil?
whenever we ask Doug, because we're very polite, I don't want to be rude. I'm very thankful. We're lucky. The answer is always, well, you know me.
Yeah.
You know me.
That we do.
Yes, we do, Auntie.
Yep. Well, how would you rate it, by the way? Are you going to eat that?
Dude, I did not want to eat it, but then my wife's like, just try it. And I'm like, all right, fine. Not good.
No.
Well, eventually the fried part gets soggy, as you would imagine, because it's in a seafood boil.
Sure.
And then the ribs become overcooked. It's just not a good combination. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't. I would eat the ribs on its own on the side, not put them in the seafood boil.
It's probably wise.
Right.
With the all the, you know, garlic and Old Bay. And
Old Bay ribs, huh? Old Bay and the rib.
I've heard of boiling ribs before.
I've heard of boiling ribs before. Just to start to get them
tender.
Start the cooking process, and then
you can throw them on the grill after.
Finish on the grill.
Yeah. Well, that is perhaps the all-timer.
Happy lunch, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so there's a weird story in sports going on right now that started to percolate yesterday, and now it's getting some mainstream attention. We have come to learn that we do not believe anything we see on the internet, but it has progressed to the point where now an investigation has been launched. And this might have an impact on the coming Michigan season as they are playing week two at Oklahoma. Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, after screenshots of pass, this is from an ESPN story, after screenshots of past references to, quote, sports gambling on his Venmo account surfaced online Monday, Mateer has denied to school officials ever being involved with gambling. The screenshots are Venmo payments that literally say sports gambling. One says sports gambling. The other says sports gambling, USC, UCLA.
Oh, boy.
There's another one that says sports gambling, World Cup. I think it says ultra sports gambling, World Cup. Now, other things have surfaced. Now, this was when he was a freshman at Washington State. The dates on them go back to 2022 when he was a freshman at Washington State. An investigation is being launched. He says he's never gambled on sports. There are other posts and screenshots that, again, if they are real, and I don't know that they are, this guy screws around a lot on Venmo. Like in payments. Let me ask you a question, because I used to do this with like friends.
Mm-hmm.
Back when you'd write checks.
Sure. In the memo and
write column. Write a check to our buddy Keith. But I think, and I'd write, you know, in the memo, for a night I'll never forget. Like something like that, just messing around.
Or boob job.
Yeah, in the memo. And I'm not sure that Mateer wasn't doing some of that. If you look at other screenshots that have surfaced, where those also probably could get him in trouble. But there is an investigation. Now, look, when it comes to gambling and college sports, the most vulnerable are the college athletes. Now, they're becoming less vulnerable in that they do get paid. Many of them are getting paid, and many of them are getting paid a significant amount of money, but many aren't. But because the highest paid people have more to lose. So professional athletes seem like less likely, but not impossible to get to them. And we've seen recent examples of professional athletes that either A, are gambling. We had two here in Detroit, one that, you know, was doing it not on his sport, but doing it on company property, which got him suspended. And another one that now is currently under investigation. But I feel like the young people, young adults that aren't making as much money are far more vulnerable to this. And I hope it's not true. I hope he was just screwing around. I mean, it would be incredibly poor judgment. But at the end of the day, I'm sure this isn't the last of these stories we're going to see.
Probably not. And, you know, it could be a life lesson that, okay, we know you're a jokester or a prankster and like to have fun. Some things you can't joke or prank about.
Or really shouldn't.
Yeah, because you get yourself in trouble if you do. So maybe sometimes you just got to use a filter.
Yeah. But now with that said, I really super hope this is not true. I hate to see, you know, we've talked about this when it happens with like Michigan athletes or Michigan State athletes, or they make any bad decisions. It's just, you hate to see them do anything that might ruin their lives, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got great opportunities. And, you know, I've become far more forgiving and tolerant of these things, because every once in a while something will come out of one of my kids' mouths that doesn't have to be offensive, but it'd be like, oh my God, this is the prism with which they see the world through. Like, I can't believe that you actually believe what you just said. But the kids will say stuff.
Yeah.
And again, it's not like offensive or stuff, but I just, it'll blow my mind and I'll go, okay, I think we're doing a decent job as parents, but it's amazing. And it might not be them. It might be their friends. It might be something that they've seen on Instagram or whatever.
There are influences everywhere.
Yep. And so I've gone to the point where, God, I hope if my kid says something like this publicly, that people will understand they're just a young dopey kid. And so when I see, I mean, if this is true, back to his freshman year, he's probably 18, 19 years old, doing things that he might never do when he's 22, 23, whether it be joking or otherwise. I guess I have a lot of tolerance and patience for young kids making bad mistakes.
Oh, because they make mistakes.
Yep.
That's why they're young.
Yep.
Inexperienced. It happens.
248-539-9797. All right, let's get to some Lions stuff. We'll do that next. Dan Campbell with his thoughts on what he hopes to get out of these joint practices with the Dolphins, and he evaluates each of the backup quarterbacks. That is straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, we are right in the middle of summer right now. It is hot. It is humid. It is difficult, and nobody likes to be overheated. Make sure that your air conditioning is working. And if it isn't working right now, if it is stalled a little bit, or if it's just not kicking out the cool air like you want it to, call the great folks over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today. Now, they've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. So whether you need a quick repair or a seasonal tune-up or maybe a brand new system, their expert team is fast, friendly, and local. Do not wait for a meltdown. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or visit birminghamplumbingco.com. That's birminghamplumbingco.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit Boiler Experts.